If you need to look at functions or equations plotted on graphs, whether that's in maths or in physics, then you might be interested in a very simple little utility called graphsketch.com. If you've got graphical calculators, then this is the kind of thing that you would probably use them for. But here you have the option to be able to display your computer screen, obviously on a digital projector or interactive whiteboard or whatever it is you've got, and be able to discuss things in front of a whole class. And it also gives you a consistent interface for the students. If the students are working on it as individuals or pairs, then the instructions that you write are going to be applicable because they're all working in the same interface, rather than perhaps having completely different calculators, or some might be working on tablets or their phones if they've got advanced calculators on them. So here we get that consistent approach. The idea is very simple. It gives you a pair of axes. It's only two-dimensional graphing, but that probably keeps things within the range of most school students. You then can enter up to 6 equations. Each line drawn by the equation is coloured for you differently. So you enter the function in. So it might be y equals 2x. And then you click the plot button and it draws out that graph for you immediately. You can change some of the settings. So you can change the ranges on the x and y axes, the tick distances that are used to label the axes. You can decide whether there's a grid or not. It's all fairly straightforward to use in that way. There aren't a lot of settings to confuse the issue. You can then obviously add things. So you might be wanting to investigate, you might be talking about gradients. So you want to investigate what happens when we increase the gradient. If pupils don't understand what gradient is, by just changing that value of m, 2, 3, 4, or doubling it each time, what does that do to the look of the graph? And what does that mean for their interpretation of results and graphs when they see them? So in physics, for example, we might be doing something like the equations of motion. So we've got specific functions or equations that we can use there. We can then change the variables in those equations and see the effect on the graph, and then interpret that as changes in behaviour of a particular object which is under motion. So when you've completed your graphs and you've completed your investigation, you've got the option to either download it, so you can download it as an image file, or you can create a permanent link to that graph page. Essentially what that does is take all the variables that you changed and pop them into the URL. It's quite a neat way of doing it. So the URL that you save contains all the information you need in order to redraw them. There's no need to create accounts and have to save things within those accounts because everything's captured in the URL. So it's a nice, neat little solution and quite easy to get to grips with. Certainly something that could be used by GCSE students easily, and even perhaps younger ones. GraphSketch.com.